Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 12, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. We got an avalanche of CES news in the past 24 hours, so let's dive in. LG announced new TV soundbars in all-in-one designs. The QP5 Eclair is 11.7 inches wide with dedicated Dolby Atmos speakers and a wireless subwoofer coming in June or July. The SP7 includes tuning by audio company Meridian and DTS Virtual X at 440 watts. And there's the high-end SP11, 9, and 8 models that are compatible with Google and Amazon Voice and include Chromecast and AirPlay. LG also announced new OLED TVs. The top-of-the-line Z1 series adds a 77-inch 8K model to the existing 88-inch one. The G1 series now includes the Evo panel, which adds a new layer of green for extra brightness. The remotes in the Z and G series now have dedicated buttons for Amazon, Google, and LG voice assistants. The C series adds an 83-inch model and new processors, and LG changed the name of the entry-level series from B to A. Samsung announced the Galaxy Upcycling program that lets people use older Galaxy smartphones as smart home devices. A new software update lets users choose from functions like a baby monitor, ambient light sensor for automatically turning on your smart lights, and more. Then there's the JetBot 90 AI Plus robot vacuum that combines LiDAR sensors with cameras using Intel on-device image recognition to identify objects down to 5 nanometers and adjust how it cleans or avoids them. Samsung also showed off an update to BotCare, a robotic assistant and companion first seen at CES 2019. Samsung showed BotCare automatically opening up a screen for a video call, very 2020 of them. The company also showed off Bot Handy, meant to be an extension of you in your kitchen, living room, or anywhere else you may need an extra hand in your home. The tall, thin, black and white robot has two large digital eyes with a single arm that can pivot like a shoulder, elbow, and wrist, shown picking up laundry, loading the dishwasher, setting the table, even pouring you a glass of wine. It moves around on a rolling base Johnny Five style. No word on how close it is to production. Samsung also announced its latest mobile processor, the Exynos 2100 5G, its first chip with an integrated 5G, both sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave supported. Samsung claims the 8-core processor offers 10% better performance and 20% lower power usage compared to the outgoing Exynos 990, using 3 ARM Cortex A78 cores, 4 ARM Cortex A5 cores, and a custom ARM Cortex X1 core. It's paired with a Mali G78 MP14 GPU and a new tri-core neural processing unit. No word on what device would get the new chip first. TCL announced the Next Paper, an 8.88 inch tablet that uses a full color reflective display with no backlight. TCL claims the 1440 by 1080 display reduces eye strain and is 65% more power efficient than a traditional LCD with better contrast than e-ink. The tablet runs Android 10 and also includes an 8 megapixel rear facing, 5 megapixel front facing cameras, 5500 milliamp hour battery with Wi-Fi and 4G modems. The Next Paper ships in April 2021 for €349 in Europe, Africa, the Middle East, Latin America, and Asia. TCL also announced its TCL wearable display will come out this year. It offers 2 full HD OLED displays with a 140-degree field of view and a small processor to run the screens, drawing power from a USB-C connection, and is designed to be worn over regular glasses. TCL says a bundle will include a phone and a content subscription. TCL also said it will release at least 5 new phones this year, announcing the TCL 25G and TCL 20SE. The 25G runs on the new Snapdragon 690 5G that supports sub-6 GHz. It's available in Italy now with a broader launch planned for early 2021 for €299. The 20SE, meanwhile, uses the Snapdragon 460 chipset and starts at €149. TCL also announced the Alto R1, the first soundbar built on the wireless Roku TV Ready spec. It comes out later in 2021. And TV-wise, TCL is launching its third-generation mini LED backlighting dubbed OD0. That name is because there are 0 mm between the backlight layer and the LCD panel. TCL also announced 85-inch TVs and a QLED version with 120Hz HDMI input support. It also announced it will release TVs running Google TV OS later this year. And of course, it wouldn't be CES without a prototype. TCL showed off a 17-inch rollable printed OLED display. The demo version pulls out like a scroll. TCL envisions it being useful for things like maps while on a hike, and might someday be used in TVs, foldables, and commercial displays. Qualcomm announced the 3D Sonic Sensor Gen 2 in-screen ultrasonic fingerprint sensor. It's supposedly 50% faster than the previous version and covers 70% more area. It's 8 mm by 8 mm, which is not quite the size of most fingerprints, but bigger than the previous 9x4 mm version. Intel announced 4 new processor families, including 50 different processor variants coming in 2021. Intel expects 500 PCs to be introduced this year, running on one of the new processors. The vPro platform has 27 variants for thin and light business laptops. Among security precautions are AI-based threat detection against ransomware and crypto mining and Intel control flow enforcement for attacks that usually evade software-only solutions. vPro promises 23% faster productivity app processing over the competition like AMD. The Evo vPro will combine security and manageability from vPro with the Evo mobility platform. Look for it in a line of Intel Evo Chromebooks. There's also 6 N-Series 10-nanometer Intel Silver and Celeron processors targeted education systems. They promise 35% better app performance and 78% better graphics performance. Then there's the 11th-gen Intel Core H-Series for what it calls ultra-portable gaming built on Intel's Tiger Lake H35 10-nanometer SuperFin architecture and process. This allows gaming in 16 mm thick laptops with support for Thunderbolt 4, Z graphics, and PCI Express Gen 4. There's 3 models that feature 4-core 8-thread CPUs with 28 to 35-watt power draw. The flagship is an Intel Core i7 Special Edition with up to 5 GHz turbo speeds. Acer, Asus, MSI, and VAIO announced H35-powered systems. Expect 42 gaming laptop designs to run in the H-Series with parts by March. Coming later in 2021 will be 11th-gen Rocket Lake S-Series desktop processors with 19% more instructions per cycle than the i9-11900K launching in Q1. Intel also demonstrated its 12th-generation Alder Lake processors due in the second half of the year. Alder Lake will be the first chip built on the enhanced version of the 10-nanometer SuperFin manufacturing tech. It will combine new high-power cores called Golden Lake with efficient Gracemont cores in a similar architecture to ARM's Big Little tech. Intel intends to use Alder Lake for use in mobile devices, laptops, and desktops, similar to Apple's M1 chips. Intel also announced it started production on 10-nanometer Xeon scalable processors for servers, with volume ramping up later in Q1. Sony announced new Bravia XR TVs that'll let users stream movies in high quality through the Bravia Core platform. Sony's PureStream will stream Sony Pictures movies at 80 megabits per second. That means UHD Blu-ray quality lossless streaming. Users get a different number of credits based on the model of TV that can be used for movies. Sony also showed off virtual concert technology. In a demonstration, artist Madison Beer performed as a virtual avatar in a virtual Sony Hall in New York in front of virtual fans. Beer was in a studio wearing a VR suit to do the performance. A full Madison Beer concert will be accessible on PlayStation VR and Oculus VR later this winter. Sony also showed off its AirPeak quadcopter with Sony's Alpha mirrorless camera and AI image stabilization for filmmakers. It includes 2 landing arms that lift on takeoff. The AirPeak will launch this spring. Sony also showed off an update to its Vision S prototype car and now has 40 sensors for 360-degree awareness. A video also shows a voice assistant, gesture control, video games, 5G connectivity, and wireless software updates. Partners include Bosch, Continental, AI Motive, Electrobit, Valeo, Vodafone, ZF Group, HERE, NVIDIA, Qualcomm, and BlackBerry QNX. Magnus Steyer's president announced the contract automobile manufacturer will continue its partnership with Sony on the car. AT&T updated its website to say it's no longer taking new subscribers for its AT&T TV Now streaming service and is being merged with its AT&T TV broadband delivered service, more similar to traditional cable offerings. Existing AT&T TV Now subscribers will continue to have access to the service. The service was initially launched in 2016 as DirecTV Now, peaking at 1.86 million subscribers in the third quarter of 2018. The Japanese health startup Quantum Operation demoed a prototype wearable it claims can accurately measure blood sugar from the wrist without breaking the skin. The device uses a small spectrometer to measure blood sugar and also packs in ECG and heart rate sensors, able to display data within 20 seconds of being put on. Quantum expects to sell the devices to insurers and healthcare providers. Engadget notes, though, that in side-by-side data compared to a commercial finger prick monitor supplied by Quantum, there did seem to be a substantial variation between the two. The UK-based startup Lasso Loop Recycling announced it's working on a prototype appliance to handle recycling. The boxy appliance looks similar to a dishwasher with a vertical slot for depositing items. Inserted items will be scanned by sensors and cameras to determine if it can actually be recycled. Non-recyclable items will be ejected, while recyclable materials will be steam cleaned to remove leftover food, labels, and other substances, then ground down. When the appliance's storage is full, you can order curbside collection through a smartphone app. Lasso says the prototype should be completed later in Q1, but according to CEO Aldous Hicks, a final product might not be ready until 2033, with a projected cost of $3,500. PopSockets announced they'll be releasing MagSafe-compatible phone holders for the iPhone 12 lineup, starting with its popular PopGrip. There's also a PopWallet Plus planned, which is a wallet case with a PopGrip on the back. There's also two mounts planned, a multi-surface mount and a car one, both of which will work with existing PopSocket mounts. The new PopGrips will arrive in the spring, with the new mounts coming in the summer. Lenovo announced the ThinkPad X1 Titanium Yoga, a 0.4-inch thick 2-in-1 laptop the company says is its thinnest ThinkPad ever. It offers a 13.5-inch 2K 450-nit display, 11th-gen Intel processors with Evo certification, a 5G modem, IR camera, and fingerprint readers for Windows Hello, and weighs 2.5 pounds. It's available later in January, starting at $1,899. Lenovo also announced the ThinkPad X12 Detachable, a 12.3-inch tablet with a detachable backlit keyboard that's less than 9 millimeters thick and 2.5 pounds with the keyboard attached. It uses Intel's 11th gen processors as well, with 5G capability, and certified with mil-spec 810G to withstand shock, temps, and spills. It also arrives later in January for $1,149. GM launched a new business unit called BrightDrop, designed to give commercial customers access to electric and connected products. At launch, BrightDrop will offer customers an electric van called the EV600 with a 250-mile range, as well as a propulsion-assisted electric pallet system called EP1 designed to move goods over short distances. BrightDrop is also developing a suite of software tools to offer commercial clients to help manage EV fleets and will set up a dealer network to help customers set up charging infrastructure. FedEx is the first announced customer and will receive the first EV600 van shipments by the end of 2021. The auto supplier Aptiv announced a new advanced driver assistance system designed to work across a range of vehicles with support for over-the-air updates. The platform can scale from subcompacts to full-size sedans, with only the need to scale the number of sensors as vehicle size changes. Aptiv claims that by using a pre-validated platform, it could save automakers 20-30% in building level 1 to 3 autonomous vehicles compared to its previous solutions. And finally, Facebook updated its Access Your Information tool, providing users with more granular look at their data. Previously, the tool had two general categories, your information and information about you. Now it offers your activity across Facebook, friends and followers, preferences, personal information, logged information, ads information, apps and website off of Facebook, and security and login information. Each of these offers additional subcategories, and a search function has been added. The update also provides basic explainers about how data collected can be used to personalize your Facebook experience. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.